listener production.
Good morning, it's Courtney Thomas with your latest local news. A Rockhampton-based senator says he will be asking if the government has gagged the Brisbane 2032 organising committee after they failed to attend the Olympic inquiry. It comes as Matt Canavan shares the findings yesterday of hearings into Australia's preparedness to host Commonwealth Olympic and Paralympic Games. He says they did ask the board to attend.
So the first question I would have put to BOCOG if they did come up is, have you been gagged by the Queensland government? It's ultimately the right of the Queensland government not to direct them not to appear. And is this a decision by BOCOG not to appear, or is it a decision by the Queensland government? We'll be putting that to the Queensland government this afternoon as well.
Queensland Health says they are taking a strategic response to ensure 70,000 babies and children receive the RSV immunisation. It comes after AMAQ revealed the only approved vaccination is in very limited supply just days after the state's free immunisation program began. Hospitals have the first round of the product, but GPs will need to place orders when the program becomes available to other children at the end of April. Nearly 11,000 RSV cases have been recorded across the state so far this year, including 44 in CQ. And Central Queensland farmers are being encouraged to voice their concerns about the price of products at the checkout. The Supermarket Pricing Select Committee's second round of submissions closes tomorrow. Committee Chair Tom Smith says it's an opportunity to have your say and it can be done anonymously.
These submissions and the hearings before the committee can be made confidential so that our farmers know that they have the confidence to be able to come forward and let us know what it is that these big supermarkets are doing to them. Because when it's impacting them, it's impacting their business and it's impacting families right across the region.
Just briefly updating some local sport news now, and in basketball, both our Rockhampton men's and women's teams will play the Brisbane Capitals this upcoming Saturday in the NBL One North competition for round two. The Rockets will be looking to get back into the winner's circle following a devastating 7-point loss at the hands of Townsville last round.